Mechanical thank you.
Big smile.
Pandering comment about how great it is to be in this city and or club. Really? Revelation of my Kreskin-like ability to somehow know what you're all thinking about this particular time, which is, of course, about the celebrity I would resemble if you crossed him with another celebrity, a little less flattering. Let that soak in for a beat. Rhetorically, ask your opinion about this thing in the news everyone's talking about, and let you know that I think the person most people consider to be the jackass in this case should have something horrible happen to him and deliver the line like I'm really going out on a limb by saying so. Not only that, but express my view that the victim in this situation should be the one to do the horrible thing to the jackass. And then try to somehow lighten the horrible thing by suggesting it take place in a wacky forum with silly outfits for the participants. Another smile. Admonish myself for being such a character. Abnormally long pause. Start to fill up the silence with phrases like, let's see what else is going on, or what else is happening in the news, or what else did I want to talk about?
Echo.
Biting comment that gets a huge laugh and puts you in your place. Bravado! 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 Lame attempt to make points with the ladies by complimenting their anatomy as a group. Am I right, guys? Embarrass the hell out of a woman unfortunate enough to sit within range of me by hitting on her in front of a room full of people. What do you say, babe? Before she can answer that grandiose statement about what an incredible lover I am. Then a punchline about how I'm actually rather clumsy in sexual situations. Big mug, feigning embarrassment. Brush it aside like the joke that it was. An attempt to fool you into thinking that now I'm actually telling the truth about my personal life. And I'm coming across like someone who has a very healthy, normal sex life. But no, I'm even more of a pathetic excuse for a lover than previously indicated. Enormous mug, like I got hit in the side with a school bus. Pretend that that bit was so funny, I have to actually give you some time to recover. But stepping away from the comedy for just a moment, you can tell right away by the tone of my voice that I'm being sincere, that I'm not leading up to a punchline of any kind, and that this is a subject that means a great deal to me. And although I have no business mentioning it in a comedy routine, I always finish it up with a statement so positive, it always gets an applause break. Yay. A silly 70 song, for no reason, a silly 70 song. Out of nowhere, I just threw it in to show how crazy I am, to sing it's an abrupt halt, straight face, to drive home my absolute insanity. Let you know that my set is actually over right now, but because I love you so much, I'm going to give you a joke to go as a special treat. Never mind that you came in here to hear original comedy. You've already seen my attempt at original comedy. This is extra entertainment. This is an added bonus. Sure, you probably already heard it at a family barbecue, but what better way for you to learn how to tell it properly than by watching a professional comedian perform it in front of your very eyes, obvious punchline in a goofy voice? And then a tagline that's actually a callback to what I said earlier about my sexual inadequacy. Tell you that I love you. We'll be right back.
Let me in because of my heart. I'm afraid I will. face in blow. I don't know what makes you be so blue, but that's the way the movie ends. And in my experimental film, which nobody knows about, and which I'm still figuring out, who face in blow. Take my experimental film. Yeah, you're all gonna be in this experiment. Yeah.
draw to the ring. I'll be the one who's flying by and take your spit in your face. And right now, your face is in the crowd. I'm shouting out the one you counted out of the game. Oh, take a good look at me. Should've never had a statue. I can scream in my name. I'm a roller, I'm a rider. I'm number one, I'm a loving survivor. So move over, I'm the driver. And I'm high and I'm gonna keep getting higher. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh.
deep in your body, you go get your first. If I should touch you, you won't know what's happening. You'll speak in tongues and you will feel your heart racing. You'll start to dance like it's all you've got to live for. And you'll speak in tongues, now let me demonstrate, baby. Oh, boom, 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 boom.
City may be their next objective.
Invader from space.
Calling all cars, calling all cars.
I never thought about the universe, made me feel small. Never thought about the problems of this planet at all. Global warming, radioactive sites, imperialistic rocks, and animal rights, yeah. All the bad things when life is so good. Why help with an end when there's always a good? Let the whales worry about the poisons in the sea. Outside of California, it's foreign policy. I don't want changes, I know reaction. Your dilemma, they're my distraction. That's the way to go, Franco, an American. Way to go, Franco, an American. The way to go, Franco, an American. The way to go, Franco, Franco, an American. Around, never second guess. Read some how it's been, now I'm always depressed. Now I can't sleep from years of apathy. Well, because I read a little Noam Chomsky. I'm eating vegetation cause of fast food nation. Wearing colorful shoes cause of globalization. I'm watching Michael Moore expose the awful truth. I'm listening to Public Enemy and Reagan Youth. I think the world peace. Now it's our forces, no presence, cause of f***ing hard voices. I can't believe I'm an absolute failure. Don't anybody vote for Nader. We all know George Bush is an imbecile. He loves but he hates homosexuals. We're sick and tired of the embarrassment. The whole world wants us to get a better president. I want to move north, be a Canadian. Hey, tell me. Nice Australian. I don't wanna be another right old character. What are we gonna do? Life is a kind of book, never see here. While never sits wrong, and I feel I'm about to go down. About to go down. Love is a fairy tale, can I see how I feel? Taking me up, but she don't even care to go down. Can't you go down?
It is so big.
I like big butts and I cannot
that lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. What a full of tough brothers. You notice that butt was stuck. My homeboys try to warn me, but that touch you got makes me so horny. Cause I'm long on. So fellas, yeah. Fellas, yeah. Has your girlfriend got the butt?
Yeah.
Tell her to shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back, baby got back, baby got back, baby got back. Ladies and gentlemen on the piano, Bobby got back. Alright, let me hear you, ladies. So, ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
If you wanna roll in Dick's Mercedes, then turn around, stick it out. Even white boys gotta shout. Baby got back. Baby got back. Baby got back. Baby got. You're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone. Pick up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things in your chest, you need to confess. Yes, we deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. All right, boys, reach out and touch faith.
Yeah. eyes.
Nice guy.
Mom's been thrown out of the social circle, and Dad has to hide. I went to church incognito when everybody rose. The reverend's moving, he recognized me. He punched me in the nose. He said, no more.
Best. I like the way you
not impressed. Well, you put me to the test. I like white stains on your dress. And I love the way you pass the check. And I love the good times that you wreck. On your knees, and I like the way you still say please while you're looking up at me. You're like my favorite damn disease, and I hate the places that we go, and I hate the people that you know.
Now I know who you are. And what All right, thank you. Hello. This is my second time on the show. All right. I mean, the first time must have been okay. But they say during the summer that drinks are ice cold. I hope not, because that means they would be impossible to drink. Because they would be solid. Here's a beer, man. It's just ice cold. Damn it. I guess I can lick it. I read that last year MTV's Real World got 40,000 applications. That's amazing, man. Such an even number. You would think it would be 40,008, maybe. Yeah, man. I got a lamp in my hotel room and it has a three-way light bulb in it. If you don't know a light bulb is a three-way light bulb, it messes with your head. Because you go to turn it off and it just gets brighter. Like, damn it, light bulb, that's the exact opposite of what I want you to do. Then you turn it again and it gets brighter once more. I will break you. That's the only reason I had this thing out here. Oh, yeah, man. So I saw a commercial that said, forget everything you know about slipcovers. So I did. And it was a load off my mind. Then the commercial tried to sell slipcovers, but I didn't know what the hell they were. Now, is a hippopotamus, or a really cool apotamus? That's good. I want to rob a bank with a BB gun. Give me all your money, or I will give you a dimple. I will be rich, you will be cute. I got a belt on that holds up my pants, and my pants have belt loops that hold up my belt. What the hell is really going on down there? Who is the real hero? Now, if I was a drummer and I accidentally grabbed, that'd be cool if you were a drummer and you accidentally grabbed two magic wands instead of drumsticks. You're pounding out the beat. Next thing you know, your bass player turns into a can of soup. All right. Can we take that joke out? Can we edit it? I love cottage cheese. That's why I want to try other dwelling cheeses, too. I want to try studio apartment cheese. Or maybe igloo cheese. Or if I'm feeling adventurous, mobile home cheese. Don't eat mobile home cheese during a tornado. It would be devastating. Dr. Scholl makes foot products. And he's a doctor, which means he went to school for a long time. But it doesn't take a lot to figure out that stepping on a cushion will be more comfortable. That dude wasted lots of time at school. Because I would have bought that from a Mr. Scholl. I wish they made fajita cologne, because that stuff smells good. I hate to sleep because... No, I like to sleep, actually. I hate to dream, because dreaming takes energy. It takes work. Sleeping is supposed to be a relaxing affair. I lay down on a bed, it feels great. Next thing you know, I have to build a go-kart with my ex-landlord. Hey, if you can't sleep, count sheep. Don't count endangered animals, you will run out. I bought a donut and they gave me a receipt for the donut. I don't need a receipt for a donut. I'll just give you the money, then you give me the donut and the transaction. We don't need to bring ink and paper into this. I just can't imagine a scenario where I'd have to prove that I bought a donut. Some skeptical friend, don't even act like I didn't get that donut. I got the documentation right here. I saw this lady on TV, she was born without arms. She was born with her hands attached to her shoulders, and that was sad. But then they said, Lola does not know the meaning of the word can't. And that to me was actually kind of worse in a way. You know, not only does she not have arms, but she doesn't understand simple contractions. All right, thank you very much, everyone.